This play becomes known as the Hail Mary pass. Does everybody know this? You know that you've all heard the term Hail Mary. Now, many people say that it's only used as, well, that's just the jargon. That's just a nickname that they gave it. It doesn't mean anything. Well, Roger Staubach said differently. Let me give you a little, and Charles knows this, a little biography on Roger Staubach. In 2017, President Trump gave him the Lifetime Presidential Medal of Freedom Award for his accomplishments, not only in sports, but after his sports career. Roger Staubach was born a child of a pair of very devout practicing Catholics. He went to a Catholic school. He was very devoted to Our Lady. He entered the United States Naval Academy in 1960. He graduated the Naval Academy in 1965. He went to Mass every day. In 1965, rather, he was drafted in the first round of the NFL draft by the Dallas Cowboys. Rather than go to take a deferment, which he was offered, he did the heroic thing, what any gentleman would do. He did his 2 years of active duty service in the United States Navy, served a year in the Naval Reserves, and then in 1969, he finally went to Dallas and began training to become a professional football player. He wouldn't play professional football as a starter until 1971, and then you see how his career went in 1975. Roger Staubach was and remains a devout Roman Catholic. He still lives in Dallas, Texas. He was going to Mass daily. And I want to tell you what he said about this particular play. A few years ago, while addressing students at a Catholic high school career day in Dallas, Staubach encouraged those parents, those present, to remain strong in the faith through any adversity. He said this, quote, "Life has its twists and its turns. The important thing, is having the perseverance to maintain your faith and do the right thing as you deal with the obstacles. There will be challenges that you will face, but you are going to help each other and you are going to get through it and people are going to help you." In reference to his famous Hail Mary pass, Roger Staubach said this, quote, "I could have said the Our Father or the Glory Be. It could be the Glory Be pass. The Blessed Virgin is very proud of me. We have a great relationship because of that to this day." Need I say any more about Roger Staubach? Now, what did I just tell you? I just gave you an example, brother, of Catholicity in sports. Whether they like it or not, professional sports, professional football, college football, still uses the term the Hail Mary pass. And I'll prove this to you in just a moment. Staubach went on to say this, "Now it's a term used for everything. Politicians and everybody else uses it. One of the worst times I ever heard it used was when I was watching someone on TV talk about O.J. Simpson. And the commentator said, 'Man, it's going to take a Hail Mary for him to get another trial.'" Close quote. Here's another non-coincidence. The term Hail Mary pass was known because of Staubach, but not widely used until another Catholic came along with another football miracle, and that would be Doug Flutie. Now, if you don't know, Doug Flutie, and I'll do my best to get this on full screen for you. It didn't do that when I played it before. This is the Flutie miracle.
Wide receivers out to the right. Flutie flushed. Throws it down. Caught by Boston College. I don't believe it. Oh, it's a touchdown. The Eagles win it.
Unbelievable.
I don't believe it. Phelan is at the bottom of that pile. Here comes the Boston College team. He threw it into the end zone. There was no time left on the clock. The ball went between two defensive backs of Miami.
Now, no one can believe this, that this occurred. And it did. It became known as the Flutie miracle. Now, here's the interesting thing for our purposes here today. And that is that, in case you don't know, Boston College is a Jesuit school. Believe it or not, it is a Jesuit. I looked it up. It's a Jesuit school. Doug Flutie is a baptized cradle Catholic, remains a Catholic to this day. Here's the plaque that they put up outside the stadium in 2015. What does it say at the bottom? Doug Flutie, the Hail Mary pass. So, Our Lady is still alive on Jesuit campuses today. Let's all give thanks to that. And if Joe Doyle was here, he would confirm this for you. It wasn't Flutie or anyone in that locker room that coined the term the Hail Mary pass. And this is what really kicked off the Hail Mary. It was the Boston newspapers. The Boston newspapers said Doug Flutie threw a Hail Mary pass. So what do we have here again? We have Catholicity in sports. And if I can get this to play.
They do the wave today when they were on offense.
This is 2 weeks ago.
But now, they want a lot of noise.
There, it's audio.
Look at how Rogers getting everybody back like a college coach here. Look at how deep the drop is for the defensive backs. You can't even see them in the picture. Only three up front. He needs more than a Hail Mary. He might need a full of grace.
He may need more than a Hail Mary. He may need a full of grace.